Keeping on the ice, the United States women's hockey team has claimed its first Olympic gold medal in 20 years by downing Canada 3-2 in a shootout.
Jocelyn Lamoureux, two goals apiece in the shootout. Lamoureux moving in on Zabinas. She beats and scores!
Oh my gosh. That's electrifying. That's as good as you're going to see anywhere.
Great move, great hands, great deception. Finding the hole right there. We saw her take a shootout earlier in this tournament, unable to capitalize. Makes it count today.
Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stuck! The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
Kenny Albert with the gold medal game call on NBC Sports as the United States takes down Canada to win the gold medal in 2018. Jocelyn Lamoureux Davidson scored in the first extra round of the shootout after her twin sister Monique Lamoureux Morando tied it with 6 minutes left in regulation. The Lamoureux twins from Grand Forks, North Dakota, come from an amazing family of athletes. For a segment on my podcast, Sports Jam, I had a chance to sit down with the Lamoureux twins last February in New York City, where we talked about their careers and the possibility of winning gold. Eventually, that would come true.
Holly Perkins out of the box gets it to Jocelyn Lamoureux. Breakaway for Jocelyn. Oh, what a spin-a-rama move!
Wow.
She's got the skills, and she put them on full display there.
What is it about this Lamoureux family that your mother ran in the Boston Marathon, your dad was a goalie in college, you have siblings, your sister's playing on your twin sisters, you're both Olympians. Where did it come from? Where are these genes? Did they ever tell you how everybody became such a sports fanatic and athlete?
Well, I think our parents just always said, you know, if whatever you're going to do, work your hardest. And it's cliche, but we actually like took that to heart. And so my mom swam in college for a couple years, and then my dad played college hockey. But at a young age, I think we saw our brothers succeed and how they worked, and it just kind of set the stage for us to follow. But they also never took it easy on us, and we've kind of joked about it now that we're older, like, wow, they were actually kind of mean to us. But they just pushed us. They just pushed us to always try hard, even if it was like street hockey or hockey outside on the coulee. It was just, we always just had to work hard to keep up because they were older than us. And so it was just an environment that kind of bred work ethic and, you know, working 100% whatever you're doing. And even though that might be extreme, we always had to try because we're trying to keep up with our older brothers. So I guess, you know, the two of us always just tried to do what we could to be able to, you know, play sports with them instead of staying inside and doing, I guess, typical girl things.
Your typical girl things are, and what you do now is something that I'm so envious of, because when I hear your story about going to the pond close by and having mom call you several times before you come back, I used to do that when we used to play street hockey, but I could never skate good, Jocelyn. So to watch your career continue to flourish, it's something that's I'm jealous of, but you have to think that, you know, this has really been just a dream for you.
Yeah, I think, we're very fortunate. My parents, and when I say this, I mean, they never said no, they never said no to us trying new things. So, like, we had, like, the orchestra in fourth grade, and Monique and I wanted to play the violin, and we weren't very good, but my mom made it happen. And so my dad worked a lot. My mom pretty much was, like, a taxi driver for 15 years straight, getting us everywhere we needed to go, including our brothers. And if we wanted to try something, we always had an opportunity to try it. And so I think as we've gotten older and we're both married now, you really appreciate what your parents have done for you and what they made happen just by, you know, financially supporting us and making sure we got to every practice and game on time.
I'm sure you've already had this conversation with your parents, but if Pyeongchang turns out to be a gold medal for you and your sister Monique, what kind of conversation are you going to have with them?
I don't know if there'd be much said. I think it would, there would just be a mutual understanding of appreciation, and I know they're going to be there for every game, and just they've supported us every step of the way, and I know they want nothing more for us than to be successful in a year. And it's hard to put into words. I think about that moment, and I want to be able to show them that everything they provided for us has paid off, and we were able to accomplish something that we've wanted since we were little.
A lot of people might not realize, you mentioned you're married, but you both have jobs. You're both into the strength training. It's not just hockey for you. You have quite a schedule.
Yeah, our day-to-day life back home is very hectic, and then trying to manage that with, married and have bills to pay. I guess, women's hockey isn't exactly lucrative, so we're very fortunate that we have husbands that, help make our dreams come true. We wake up at like 4:20, 4:30 every other day of the week. We're working out after we've already worked for an hour or two, and then we go skate, and then we go back to work. So it's definitely not easy, but it's also a scenario where we're able to pursue a career and kind of start a career so that when we're done with hockey, there's something for us at the end of the tunnel. Our day-to-day life, I would say, is it's a grind and it's not easy, but the teammates that we play with understand, we all understand what it takes to be at the level we're at and what kind of commitment and sacrifice that we have to put forward.
Poulin's done it! Poulin has scored again! Poulin wins gold for Canada! Canada have done it! They've won their fourth consecutive gold medal!
The rivalry with Canada, obviously still stinging from 2014 and how the final game ended. How much do you think about that, and how much does that motivate you towards 2018?
Think about it probably a couple times a day when we're training and skating, and it's a motivating factor. This January, February month is kind of a grind. We don't have many national team things going on, and so when there's a day where it's you're kind of dragging your feet a little bit, I think thinking about that's all you need to get your ass moving a little bit more. As far as thinking about that, that sting will never go away no matter what we accomplish moving forward, the sting of that loss, but it provides a motivating factor and lessons learned. And I think it's when you've had success, it's easy to, I think, it's a little bit easier than what we've experienced. It's I think we move forward knowing that, a gold medal isn't guaranteed, but we also move forward embracing that and owning what's happened, and we're ready to compete in the year.
It's time for Jocelyn's sister, Monique, to have her say she plays defense. Thanks for joining us, Monique. Now, you have moved to defense, and the word is you may be the best defense player in the world right now.
Yeah, I think, growing up, I actually played D up until we went to high school at Shattuck St. Mary's, and then even there, 2 or 4 years, I played defense, and then in my college career, I played probably more games at D than I did at forward, but on the national team, I've always played forward, so at the international level, no one ever really thought I was a defenseman, and so after Sochi, I had some conversations with some former coaches and my dad, who's pretty knowledgeable at hockey, and I just thought, like, this is what I'm thinking. I think if I move back to D, I think it'd be a really smart decision, not just for myself as a player, but I think it's better for the team. And so I emailed Reagan Carey, who's our manager for the team, and kind of told her what I was thinking, and so she's probably gets this email and is like, what the heck is this all about? I didn't even know she played D. And so I knew I'd have to prove myself at a whole new position. And so I said, I just want an opportunity. And I remember telling Rob Stauber, who's now our head coach, I said, just give me the year and I'll be in your top three defensemen by the end of the year. Just give me the year. And so I feel like I've really proved myself and have really dedicated myself to really becoming the best defenseman that I can be, and I think it's been a good transition, and it's been a blast, and it's a lot of fun. So
that's what Jocelyn says. She says it's more fun, the fact that you are playing different positions now.
Yeah, and I think it's really, instead of people just always pairing us up together, I think it's really given us both different identities as players. And I mean, for me, most people are going to say I'm an offensive defenseman. I'm not going to disagree with that at all. And so a big point for me was to really develop my defensive game and not feel like I was giving up anything defensively, even though I jump in the play a lot. But for me, I get to jump in the play when I see an opportunity. It's not I'm a forward and you're in the play all the time. And so it's really kind of a game of playing your odds and, okay, if this is an opportunity, I'm going to jump into the play, or maybe I'll sit back on this one. And then I think with Jocelyn, she's really come into her own in the last 2 years, and she's played center and she's played wing, and I think she's really showed her versatility in the past 2 years too.
That looked almost like Jocelyn, I think, what do they call that, twin tuition? She just sort of threw the puck, she was right on her sister's stick. She knew, Monique knew she had all the time in the world.
Anybody can wear a jacket that says USA, but you're wearing the USA hockey. What does it mean to wear something like that, knowing that you're representing your country and have so well for so many years?
I mean, for Joss and I, it's something we don't take lightly, and we understand that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, and we represent all the players that have come before us and that are going to come after us. And I think for us is we want to leave the program better than when we entered it, as far as the opportunities female women's hockey players are getting and really developing the program and the culture that not just Joss and I, but other players that have been in the program for a while, really developing the culture and making it a winning culture and having standards. And so that's all part of representing your country and being a part of USA Hockey. And so I feel like not just Joss and I, but, I mean, Hillary Knight, Megan Duggan, Kelly Stack, Casey Bellamy, there's six of us going for our third Olympics, and we've been a part of the program, and there's been a lot of changes and a lot of growth in that this 12 years for that group of six of us. And so it's something I think the six of us collectively have really taken to heart to leave a place better than we entered it.
Médaille d'or et championnes olympiques, États-Unis d'Amérique, gold medalists and Olympic champions, United States of America.
Olympic champion, Beagle!
Congrats to the entire team for winning the gold medal. Thanks for listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. Join us next Saturday morning at 6:30 for another edition of the WBGO Journal. In the meantime, stay tuned to WBGO 88.3 FM.